Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. The Bible says, I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Child of God, I believe it is not a new thing to you to hear God being addressed as the God that heals. His name is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. But the question is this: is the healing power of God limited only to sicknesses and restoration of the bodies of men? Can God restore things that are beyond physical bodies of His children? The answer is yes, God can do anything. He can restore lives, He can restore marriages, He can restore families, He can restore businesses, He can restore even physical equipments. There is no limit to the power of God. The manifestation of the power of God in the life of a believer is limited by their faith and their knowledge of their God. Now, this brings me to the part of knowledge concerning God being Jehovah Rapha. The word Rapha is translated the healer, the restorer. But the root word of the word Rapha is Rapha, R-A-P-H-A, which actually translates relax. So when we say God is the healer, there is a way that God causes men to be healed by imparting them rest. It means when you relax, God heals. There is another way that God created us that is very peculiar, that our bodies are able to heal themselves. Our thoughts can affect the production of the brain cells. You can either destroy or make more. So what happens in your soul, your levels of rest and relaxation can determine the levels of your restoration taking place in your body. So there are sicknesses that can be healed by simply for a child of God to relax. There are things that can begin to be restored in the body of a person by them learning to relax, by them learning to be still in their soul. So everything about Jesus Christ is directed to restoration of man, because the life that we live is the life that is filled with a lot of troubles, trials, tests, tribulations. So things like stress, anxiety, depression have become normal. But the nature of this thing is death. They work to destroy the body. They just don't destroy the mind. They end up destroying the body and the organs in it. So the message of the gospel is to help you relax. So introducing God in your life is introducing rest, relaxation. So I want you to know one thing. Relaxing does not mean doing nothing. It means putting your trust in the one that is able to do what you can't. Every child of God should learn the truth of the limitations of their abilities in themselves. Because the end of the abilities of man is the beginning of the manifestation of the goodness of God. So God revealing himself as Jehovah Rapha to you should not only come through the avenue of a man of God laying hands on you, but when you hear his word saying, son, do not be afraid. When you decide to see God and partner with him in everything you do. When you can relax and rest in the middle of a problem. Because child of God, the grace of to live is simply a choice. There is a story in the Bible when the disciples were with Jesus in the boat and the storm was raging. And the man was sleeping, not because he didn't see the storm, because he decided to. And it was so evident that the man who was relaxed and rested was the man who had power over the storm. Because life is designed in this way, it is like a quicksand. The more you struggle, the more you sink. So struggle does not help. It carries a fake picture of busyness and lots of hard work and diligence. But struggle is an act of illusion, deception. And there is no blessing in struggle. Diligence is good. Organized hard work is good. Struggle is not the will of God. Child of God, do you know that in the middle of your problem, you can choose to relax? Rest and trust God and do what you can and do what you can very well. And trust God that he will continue to order your steps and land you to a place that he promised you. You can do that. So stressing over what you don't have, who has left your life, what is not going well in your life, does not make God do more or do less. It is actually destroying you. God is not moved by anything rather than your faith. But again, child of God, what shall benefit you if you gain everything in the external and lose your soul? Relax, child of God. When you relax, God restores not only your body, but everything that is outside of you that needs restoration. It appears as if God is not doing anything when you're relaxed. But God works the most when you show Him that you trust Him and you're relaxed. You can sleep in the middle of a trouble. You can rest in the middle of a trouble. You can smile in the middle of a trouble. Because when you fight, God doesn't. The battle belongs to the Lord. Your duty is to relax and make the most of your present day. This moment, this hour, this day. When you relax, God heals. And I want to say this before I conclude. When God restores, He does not bring things that you have lost. He brings back what you have lost, but in a glorified dimension. Because God is the God of one level of glory to another level of glory. God will never repeat levels. So don't just be looking for what God used to give you. Because God is looking to give you more than what you used to get. Relax, child of God. Sometimes you lose more before you get more. But with God, all things are possible. Relax. God is in control. Shalom.